我们一起有个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
虽然今天我们来到了最后一堂课。
Although we're coming to the very last course for the series.
但是主啊，我们求圣灵常常继续对我们说话。
But we pray that the Holy Spirit continually to speak to us.
把你的旨意，把你所要的，能够常常的告诉我们。
That your will and what you desire would be often spoken to our hearts.
让我们不仅仅不虚此生，能够活出我们最高的意义和价值。
And not only in this life that we be able to live out our the greatest worth and the purpose.
更是让我们这一生在你面前是蒙你悦纳的。
But we pray that this entire life, O Lord, we are living in such a way that are accepted in your sight.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
然后今天是第十堂，但是我只好讲十堂了。
We're coming to the tenth session, and we're coming to a close.
因为这十堂都是我们教会的所谓的 core value, 就是我们的核心价值。
And these 10 particular lessons speaks of the core values here at SVCA.
讲究今天我们要讲基督化家庭。
And we're coming to the point where we're talking about a Christianized home.
我一定不是在这里讲家庭生活专题。
And I'm not here talking about a special topic concerning family living.
我相信你们可能也有同样的问题，为什么讲认识我们的教会要去讲基督化家庭？
And maybe some of you are asking when we're talking about knowing our church here at SVCA, why do we need to talk about how it relates to Christian home?
因为这件事情是我们教会所注重的，是我们核心价值之一。
Because this is one of the core values here at SVCA.
大家只要稍微用心一点，或是你自己在家庭生活里面，你一定可以认同，可以体会我要说的。
If you just listen to your hearts and you examine the way you live, you begin to identify what I'm about to share today.
就是没有一个世代家庭生活像今天这个世代被破坏得这么厉害。
No generation before us has become fall under such an attack concerning the family.
没有一个健康健全的家庭是不可能有健康健全的教会。
If we do not have a healthy family, there's no way we're going to have a healthy church.
当家庭被破坏，家庭没有见证的时候，教会是不可能有见证的。
When the family is being destroyed, when the family is going about without testimony, it is impossible for the house of God, the church of God, to have testimony. So I want to ask everybody, certainly do not have this notion that this is just my own family business.
Mind your own business. 你不要管我，这是我家的事。
I don't have this mindset of, just mind your own business. This is my own business.
你的事就是我们的事情。
I want to honestly tell you, your business is our business.
你的事情就是教会，这就是基督的事情。
Your business is Christ's business.
所以我们的家不好，就是给仇敌一个直接的破口。
And so if there's something wrong with our family, then it is a broken, it's a leak that the enemy can come in.
我们不仅仅希望每一个家都好，希望教会。教会的整个教会的家都是好的。
We pray that not just we pray that every single family in our church family is all good in the sight of God.
好，所以我们底下我再说，我今天不是家庭生活专题啊。
And again, I'm not focusing on the special topics of talking about family lives right now.
而是要特别强调我们 SVCA 我们教会对家庭我们的态度。我们的原则跟我们的期盼。
But to stress the importance, our attitude and our expectations for families here at SVCA.
所以我在这里讲丈夫和妻子，讲父母和孩子。
And when I'm talking about husband and wives, when I talk about parents and their children.
最后结束在全家的侍奉。
And lastly, we want to conclude at family services.
那丈夫和妻子，我在这里分两个点来讲啊。
Concerning husband and wives, I've broken it down into two specific points.
第一个，我们就是回到。婚姻的设计者 the designer of marriage 就是神他到底怎么样子设计的婚姻
At the foremost we're coming back to the designer of marriage how did he start it and what was in his mind when he created marriage
到底婚姻的原则是什么今天世界上有各式各样的讲法到底圣经的原则是什么
Or the principles concerning marriage this world we hear many different principles but what does the scripture tell us
第二方面我们就讲到婚姻它的神圣的目的和意义是什么
And secondly we're going to come and look at this the sacred meaning and the purpose of marriage
那你回到圣经我今天没有时间去读了哈，大家回家读《创世纪》。
And again, we don't have the time to go and read verse by verse, but please come to Genesis.
第二章十八节到一直到二十五节，大家回家，我上次已经讲过了。
Chapter 2, verse 18, all the way through 25, we spoke of this already.
那我们在这里讲到神设计的婚姻最基本的三个原则。
The most fundamental principles, the three fundamental principles concerning the design of marriage.
一男一女。
One man and one woman,
一夫一妻
one husband, one wife,
一生一世
for a lifetime.
这是为了大家容易记啊。
This is easy for you to remember.
在这里讲到一男一女 圣经上讲到亚当看到夏娃的时候，他说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
Concerning one man and one woman, we cite the verse, this is now bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of me. These were the words of Adam.
所以神造了男人，又从男人身上拿了肋骨造了女人。
So when God created Adam, he created man, and then out of the rib of the man, he made woman.
然后要叫男人女人二人成为一体，成为夫妻。
And that this man and this woman, the two shall become one.
所以说到是男人和女人。
And so it speaks very clearly that it is of a man and of a woman.
不管今天同性恋法案怎么样子的普遍在各地怎样的执行，我们是回到圣经，回到神的原则上。
Regardless how the laws of this land constitutes the legitimacy of homosexuality, same-sex marriages, we want to still come back to the very beginning, come and look at Scripture, what God says.
我们可以爱有这些困扰、这些捆绑的人。帮助他们能够活到神的心意中来。
And we can help and we can love those who are bound or who are lost in the midst of the struggle and bring them to the presence of God.
但是神的原则是神定的，不是我们定的。
But I want to tell you the principle here that we're speaking of are the principle established by God, not of man, not of us.
第二个讲到一夫一妻。
And secondly is of one husband and of one wife.
人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
A man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they two shall become one flesh.
我把二人特别框起来。
And I bold print the two shall become one flesh.
Two and only two.
And there's only two here.
就是两个人要成为一体。
The two shall be one.
你不可能三个人成为一体的。
You don't see three here.
对不起，神就是一男一女，一夫一妻。
So when God designed marriage, he's talking about a man and a woman, one husband and one wife.
所以在圣经里面，不管对长老、对监督、对执事的要求，都说只做一个妇人的丈夫。
You see very clearly concerning the requirements for elders and deacons, the scripture said that he is the husband of one wife.
所以这是神的原则。
And again, these are the principles of God.
第三个是一生一世。
And thirdly, we know that this union is for a lifetime.
所以我们每次在婚前辅导的时候，我们都跟弟兄姊妹讲，你绝对不能妥协，绝对不能勉强进入婚姻的。
And so we ask brothers and sisters as they come to be united in marriage, we said you cannot compromise and you cannot have an erroneous understanding of what marriage is all about.
你更不能够像世界上的观念说，我们先试试看，可以我们就结婚。
You certainly cannot bury the notion of the philosophies of the world. Let's just give it a try. If it works, we'll make it work.
要祷告清楚，这是一条不归路。
But pray and be clear. This is a way of no return.
真的 ，no return， 破釜沉舟，进就进了，一辈子进了。
Once you're into this relationship, you're in it for a lifetime. There's no return.
对那些已经进了
，for those of us who are already in it，
没有回头路。
There is no going back.
摆在你们前面的
，what's set before you？
原谅我说，死路一条。
Forgive me for saying this is the path of death.
没有其他的方法。
There's no other way.
但是你如果真的属灵上死的话，
But if you truly die spiritually,
你肯舍己，肯让十字架致死我，我跟你讲，前面充满了生命，充满了神的祝福。
If you're willing to deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow the Lord, I will tell you what is in your future is full of blessings and full of the presence of the Lord.
怎么起死回生不是我今天的题目。
And how do you revive? How do you come back from death?
但是一生一世是神的原则。
This is not the theme of the message this morning, but I will tell you that this union is for a lifetime. It's God's principle.
马太福音十九章主耶稣神的儿子亲自又在说，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体。
In Matthew chapter 19, Jesus Christ says again, there's no longer two, but one flesh.
所以神配合的人不可以分开。
Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate.
你说我信耶稣以前就结婚了，那怎么办？怎么是神配合的呢？
And you say, well, we were united in marriage before I even came to Christ. How could it be of God?
但是你要知道，你还没有生下来，你在地上还没过一天，所有的事情都已经记在神面前。
But I want to let you know that before you even existed, before you were even born, all your days are remembered and counted before the sight of God.
就算你人犯了错误，神能够来扭转我们的错误。
Even if it's a mistake that you have made as a man, God is able to turn that situation around.
神是化咒诅为祝福的神。
Our God is the one who turns cursing into blessings.
只要我们伏在神的手下，我们谦卑照着神的话活出我们该。 活出的角色，神可以来 turn around 的。
If we humble ourselves under the hands of God and live according to His principles, God's able to turn things around.
很多婚姻都是这样被神扭转过来的。
I will tell you, so many marriages have been turned around because of
God's
love. 所
以神配合的人不可以分开 ，never replaceable， 他是永远不可以取代的。
And therefore, God says, "What God has joined, let not man separate. There's nothing that can replace the union of this marriage."
好，那。底下接着第九节讲，我告诉你们，凡是休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。有人娶了那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。
And then Jesus continues and say, I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery.
对，不能够因为说个性不合所以分了。
And you certainly can't say we have differences that we can't resolve, so we're going to go our separate ways.
不能说因为我又碰到更好的，所以我要分。
You certainly cannot say I found something better, so let's be on our separate ways.
不能说我爸爸妈妈逼着我，所以我只好分。
You cannot say my mom and dad forced me, so we have to be apart.
要分，除非对方犯了淫乱。
The only acceptable mean or reason is if your spouse has committed sexual immorality.
所以如果不是为着犯淫乱的缘故你跟他离婚，那么你自己也犯淫乱。
So except for sexual immorality and you enter into divorce with your spouse, then you too have committed sexual immorality.
那如果是为了淫乱的缘故你把他分开来，谁娶的那个犯淫乱的也是犯淫乱。
And for the sake of sexual immorality, you are separated, you are divorced. Whoever marries the one who's committed that sexual immorality also commits adultery.
这就是这节的意思啊。
This is what Jesus is saying in this verse.
就是有人说那个先生有外遇，所以我们分开来了。那我很可怜。难道我再结婚我就犯淫乱吗？
And so some would say, if my husband, he's the one that committed adultery, we are in divorce. Now I'm kind of in a tragic state. I can't remarry because if I remarry anyone, I've committed adultery.
所以第九节有很多的解释，但是我想我们从前后文比较能接受的解释，就是说如果我今天离婚，不是因为对方犯淫乱，那就是我犯淫乱了。
So our understanding of verse 9 more specifically is that if we are divorced today and it's not because my spouse has committed committed adultery, then it is I who has committed adultery.
如果是为了犯淫乱而分开来，谁娶的那个犯淫乱的，或是嫁给那个犯淫乱的，他也是犯淫乱。
And if we are divorced, we are separated for the sake of sexual immorality. The one who's committed that sexual immorality, the one who would marry that particular individual, then they have committed sexual adultery.
所以婚姻是非常神圣、非常绝对的一件事。
And so marriage is something very, very holy and something very, very absolute in the sight of God.
这是神的原则，我们一起说一遍：一男一女，一夫一妻。
One man, one woman, one husband, one wife.
一世
for a lifetime. These are God's principles.
所以勇敢地去面对你另外一半、啊、
So courageously face your spouse.
然后 要祷告主，要用积极的态度、欢喜的态度一起来共创未来，不要咬紧牙关忍受。
And actively, prayerfully, hopefully, together face your future. Do not just go about each day reluctantly.
好，那天跟于师母开车的时候，我们还在说，到了我们这种年纪的人，肚子常常胖起来，其实不是胖。
And Sister Nancy and I, when we were driving just a few days ago, we were just talking about how when we come of age and we begin to develop this spare tire around our belly.
What did you say? Spare tire. 我们说因为很多地方拿对方无可奈何，只好把气往肚子吞哈，肚子胀气。
It's not because we're fat, but it's because we don't know where to let go the anger and the frustration, so we're bloated.
他现在拿我常常没办法，因为我老了，记忆又忘了，然后不光记忆差，又 stubborn.
A lot of time, Pastor Nancy felt that I'm just hopeless because I lose my short-term memory, and oftentimes I'm stubborn.
又越老越固执。
The older I am, the more stubborn I become.
明明是我放在那边，我说我没有放，我记得我没有放、啊。
It is obviously I'm the one who's misplaced something, and I keep saying I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
但是我不是撒谎，我是真的忘了。我说我没有放、啊。
But I wasn't lying. I really did not remember. I was the one that put it there.
同样事情也会发生在他的身上，所以我们就只好把期望肚子吞了。
So something similarly would happen with Pastor Nancy. So oftentimes we just kind of hold our frustration in.
那个是不属灵的，好，忍气吞声是外功。
I tell you, that's not the spiritual way. When you just endure and not say anything, that is just what you're doing on the outside.
活着不再是我，乃是基督，是内功。
But to live, to say that it's no longer I, but Christ, that is the real stuff on the inside.
好，底下我们来看很重要的婚姻的神圣意义和目的。
And we continue to see the sacred meaning and purpose of marriage.
我们在这里提到第一件事情，为着神的旨意。
Foremost, it is for the will of God.
你要知道，夫妻特别预表了基督和教会。
You need to understand that husband and wife is a typology of the church and Christ.
我在这里说到，这是婚姻最高的价值和境界。
And I say that this is the greatest worth and the greatest realm for marriage.
是灵魂体一的见证。
It is the testimony of the unity of the body of the soul and the spirit.
所以创世纪第二章那里就讲到，耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。”然后跳到二十四节。因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体
You see in your outline the Lord said it's not good that man should be alone I will make him a helper comparable to him Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife And they shall become one flesh
而到了新约圣灵借着保罗告诉我们说这是极大的奥秘但是是指的基督和教会说的。
In Ephesians, Paul says, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church."
所以，当神造男又造女的时候
，When God created man and when God created woman,
在神的心中是一个非常积极、正面、充满祝福的意念。
And the heart of God is something that is very, very positive. It's something that is glorious and full of hope.
要叫这个配偶来帮助他。
His companion would be a helper unto him.
我上个礼拜讲男人女人的时候已经说过了，那个是一个 azir， 是一个非常高层次的，是从神来的帮助。
We talked about this word last week. Azir. It talks about a help that is coming from God.
因为圣经上二十一次的用 azir 这个字，十七八次是讲到神对人的帮助。
And 21 times in scripture when this particular word is used, 17 or 18 times is speaking of the fact that God is the help unto man.
所以神借着妻子帮助丈夫，也借着丈夫帮助妻子。
And when God causes the wife to be a helper unto her husband, and even the husband to be a helper unto his wife.
那个帮助是从神而来。来的只是透过我们另外一半来帮助我们。
You need to understand that this help comes from God and is working through your partner.
所以，如果我们拒绝我们另外一半，我们跟他 isolate， 我们孤立，我们排斥，我们埋怨，我们嫌弃。我们等于在这里拒绝神借着他要给我的帮助。
So if you reject, you isolate, and you complain, and you ignore your spouse, then you essentially you're ignoring the help that is coming from God.
所以圣经上特别说到神造完造女以后，要叫他们成为一个人，他说因此人要离开父母。
And so when God created man and created woman, God wanted them to be one. So therefore, God says that they need to leave his father and his mother.
二人成为一体。
And then so the two shall become one flesh.
然后保罗在新约圣灵界的保罗告诉我们，他说这是极大的奥秘，是指的基督和教会说的。
And then Paul through the Holy Spirit revealed to us that this great mystery is actually speaking concerning Christ and the church.
所以你要知道，婚姻在神当初 design 的时候是跟神永远的旨意。跟基督和教会是直接发生关系的。
So you need to understand when God had this notion, the concept of marriage, His concept is modeling after His eternal purpose of Christ and the church.
那我想问弟兄姊妹。
And I want to ask you, brothers and sisters.
为什么神不用别的人际关系来预表基督和教会？
Why is it that God wouldn't use any other human relationship to describe the relationship between Christ and His church?
有没有人想到为什么不用父母跟孩子来预表基督和教会？
How come we don't use the relationship between parent and children as the typology?
为什么不用兄弟？为什么不用朋友？为什么不用君王和承载的关系来形容基督和教会的关系？
Our brothers with one another, siblings, friends, or kings and their servants. Why did the Lord use the man and woman to describe the relationship of the church and Christ? Anyone?
怎么会不知道呢？答案都在上面呢，都写了。
How can you not know? Look in your outlines. It's right there. The answer is right there.
这是 open book test.这是一个 Chris 是 open book 什么？
器官是最亲密的，他们是成为一体的，不能分开的。
Amen， 好。 感谢主哈，那讲得又清楚又大声。
Praise God, our brother is very clear. The unity of the man and woman is that they are one, that they can never be separated.
只有夫妻是成为一体的。
Only a husband and his wife can become one.
不仅仅当初男人肋骨出来造女人，男人再也不完全了。
And not only did the rib was taken out of the man to make woman, and symbolize also the notion that he's no longer complete.
女人自己独立也绝对不完全的。
And so the woman by herself, she could not be complete.
只有这两个合一的时候，她重新 complete, 重新是完整的。
Only when the two are united once again are they complete as one.
所以弟兄姊妹，当丈夫和妻子合一的时候，这个一是一个绝对的一，是一个完整的一。
And when a husband and his wife is truly united as one, it is a complete unity.
我今天把一个石头做的球碰一敲，敲成两半，它可能歪来歪去，对不对？这边凸的，这边其实就是凹的。
And if I took a particular sphere that's maybe out of clay or whatnot, and I break it and it breaks into half, then you can see the interface between the two parts. One may be in recess, one may be protruding.
只有这两个才能够真正的契合 complete.
Only these two particular parts can be united together to form the complete one.
不容许任何的掺杂，不容许任何的破坏。
And nothing else can come in between to prohibit them from being one.
所以我希望在我们教会，在我们中间，或是所有神的儿女，我们所说的一，不光只是身体上的纯洁。不犯淫乱。
And I pray that here at our church, when we talk about this unity, this oneness, we're not just simply talking about our physical purity, that we do not have any notions of adultery outside of that relationship.
包括我们的心思，我们的情感，很多人有所谓的 emotional affair, 是在情感的境界，思想的境界里面犯淫乱。
But concerning our mind and our emotions, and I want to elaborate that a lot of times our emotional affairs are the areas where we start falling apart.
这是今天这个时代更可怕、更严重，因为仇敌有更多的管道可以来诱惑。
And that's the severity and how scary it is in this generation because the enemy has multiple means to come about into this relationship.
很早以前就听说有网路情人、网路的。丈夫网路的妻子。
And long, long time ago, we heard this notion of someone would have a lover through the internet, or maybe even a husband or a wife through the internet.
所以我们讲过很多次了，我们仍然提醒弟兄姊妹，所有弟兄姊妹，你写信给异性的时候，如果对方是结婚，你一定要 CC 给对方的配偶。
And we encourage everybody, if you are writing an email or writing something to someone of the opposite gender, if that person is married, I would encourage you CC his or her spouse.
如果是为了教会的服事，你就 CC 给你们的同工团队。
And if it's for the sake of the ministry and the service here at church, please CC someone who's a co-worker in the small group.
我们并非不晓得魔鬼的诡计，我们决定不要再给魔鬼留任何的地方。
We are not foolish to the schemes of the evil one, so we do not want to leave any grounds for him.
界限画得越清楚。
The more clear that we define our boundaries,
我们受的破坏、受的伤害就更少。
And the potential for the harm and the destruction that would come about would be much less.
我们操练好不好？
I'd like to ask everybody, let's put to practice.
如果习惯性已经忘记了，请你们记得，一定要包括对方的配偶。
If we're habitual in this practice of just sending emails, I want to encourage everybody, please include the person's spouse with whom you're having.
或是包括你们的团队。
Or include those who are in the fellowship.
在思想里面都不应该要留这样子的空间，因为思想会成为行动的。
And I would tell you that in our thought life, that we do not leave any grounds whatsoever, because oftentimes our thought lives will lead us into actions.
就算外面没有那样子的行动，思想会造成我们跟对方之间没有办法真正的契合。
And I would tell you, oftentimes our thought lives will drive us to cross boundaries to the point where we are no longer having a distinct boundary.
除了自己的配偶，绝对不可以有所谓的 soulmate.
And so certainly I want to make it clear that other than your spouse, you shouldn't have any soulmates outside of that relationship.
只有他，就是他。
It's only your spouse, that's it.
连男的都不应该叫 soulmate, 对不对？也没有人这样叫，就是。
Certainly not among men, because we don't have soulmates among men.
但所以第一件事情为着神的旨意，因为神要在这里得到基督和教会合一的见证。
And for the will of God and the purpose of God, God wants to lay hold of the testimony that represents that of the church in Christ.
基督爱教会。
And the church loves, Christ loves his church.
为教会舍己。
As gave his life for her.
教会完全顺服基督。
And the church submits to Christ completely.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个太美的见证，要借着夫妻来表达。
It's a wonderful testimony that can only be represented through the relationship of husband and wife.
就像我上礼拜讲的，姊妹头上戴着一个蒙头布，这是一个记号，提醒全教会。我们都应该服在基督的权下，都应该蒙头。
As I was sharing last week, that if a sister puts on head covering, it is a sign, as a symbol that reminds everyone here at church that we all ought to cover our heads before God.
因为这是一个见证。
Because it is a testimony.
如果只是当时世代文化有关的话，就不会讲说为天使的缘故，头上要有蒙头的记号。
If it was strictly cultural related for a particular time, then the scripture wouldn't make it very clear that for the sake of the angels.
就是为了要向撒旦、向天使做见证，教会顺服基督，我们头上蒙头。
So let Satan, to let the enemy know that the church is submissive to Christ, so we cover our heads.
只是请姊妹们做代表来提醒我们，来做见证。
We ask the sister to be the representative to bear that mark.
同样的，每一对夫妻都在见证基督和教会。
And I want to say similarly, every couple, we are witnessing Christ in the church.
我们会有很多的不忠，很多不诚实，很多背信，很多伤害，很多自私，很多不合理的表现。
And we have outward acts that are maybe dishonest, that are contrary to one another, arguments and self-centeredness.
但是让我们看见基督怎样爱他的教会。
But as we come and see how Christ loves his church,
我们就是在这里活出基督和教会一的见证。
Then we come and live out that oneness that we ought to have.
所以第二个为的是为着神的荣耀。
And secondly, for the glory of God.
两个人成为一体，一定天然生命需要经过破碎的。
And when two to in order for the two to become one, that natural life has to be broken.
让主耶稣的生命在我们里面来改变我们，在主耶稣的生命成型在我们的心中。
That the life of Jesus, the life of Jesus Christ may be formed in us.
婚姻是我们属灵生命的试金石。这 是一个最好的显明，最好的试验。
Our marriage is the best channel that reveals who we really are. The best test.
如果我们不能够爱我们的妻子，我们不能顺服自己的丈夫，我们讲再多属灵的道理，我们都应该觉得羞愧。
If we can't love our wives and wives, if you cannot submit to your husband, it doesn't matter how high of a spiritual doctrine that we can utter, it doesn't mean anything.
这是我里面神常常给我的责备。
And oftentimes the Lord rebukes me this way.
我们可以把道理讲得很高，但是在我们的生活里面，我们如何去面对那个天天早晚在一起的另外一半？
I can speak very lofty doctrines, but how do I face my spouse who I am with every single day?
因为没有一个人像他一样那么深的走到我的生命中间，像他一样看到我生活中每一个细节。
And no one in this world is like her that can walk into the midst of my life, in the very center of my life, to see every detail of my life.
如果我们真属灵，就应该在凡事上得胜有余。
If we're truly spiritual, then in all things we are to be conquerors.
所以另外一半其实是很可怜的，很对不起他的。
Then I will tell you, oftentimes our other half, that they are actually suffering quite a bit.
因为别人看不到我们的丑陋，看不到我们这些不真实的地方，但是对方都看到了。
Because everyone else in the world cannot really see our faults, and we're really just terrible and bad, but our spouse, they can see it very clearly.
但是居然要一生一世跟这个家伙在一起。
And then after having seen that very clearly, then all the days of their life, I have to be with this person.
所以我有时候常常拍拍于师母，我说你真的很可怜。
And oftentimes I would pat Pastor Nancy on the back, and I said, I really feel bad for you.
你另外一半现在在你旁边，你应该拍拍他，谢谢你啊。
If your other half is sitting next to you, please pat each other on the back and say thank you.
你真的说受苦了。
You say you suffer much.
真的。
I tell you truly,
没有一个人像另外一半受我们的苦受这么多。
No one suffers as much as our spouse suffers concerning us.
你来到教会，你脾气再坏，你对别人都还是带着笑脸。
And when you come to church, no matter how bad of a temper you have, when you face one another, you still have a smile.
你在家再懒，到教会你还是不去扫厕所，因为高墙在这里。
No matter how lazy you are when you come to church, if you're asked to go clean the toilet, you still go because our brother Gao Chang is right here.
我们整队的整洁队的队长又高又强，你敢不扫？
And our, the lead for our cleaning crew, he is tall and he's strong. How dare you not do your job?
那对不对，弟兄姊妹，我们在别人面前跟在另外一半面前很不公平的。
Isn't it true that it is really unfair when we look at who we are with the public and who we are when we're in front of our spouse?
所以我讲约书亚记的时候，神提醒约书亚说：“你年纪老迈，还有许多未得之地。”
So when we came and we start preaching on the book of Joshua, the Lord said to Joshua, "Joshua, you've come to age, and there's still much territory that you have not taken as inheritance."
你单言不去得要到几时呢？神觉得你不要再浪费时间了。
How long are you going to linger? When are you going to go and claim what is yours?
你们还有那么多的未得之地。
There's still so much of the promised land that you have not yet claimed.
我就说 practically 讲实际一点，什么叫未得之地？
And I want to say practically, what are theseinheritance, these grounds that we have not yet claimed.
不光是圣经有很多的真理我还不了解，很多的经历我还没进入，很多的应许我还没享受。
Not just the spiritual truth that I have not yet understand, the blessings that God has talked about I have not yet received.
一个最实际的问题就是你在什么事情上会被摸着会不舒服。
But the one thing that is most practical, what is the one thing, what is your button that someone can push?
那都说到我们生命里面有未得之地还不像耶稣。
It speaks of an area in your life that you are not yet like Christ.
那你就看看主安排的我们的另外一半天天摸我们天天戳我们。
And you discover that your spouse who's next to you, God has cultivated that relationship, so that person is constantly poking you every day.
对不起我这样讲又对不起于师母了好像他天天在戳我。
Please understand, I'm not talking about Pastor Nancy, that she's poking me every day.
而且你会发现真的很容易摸着我们的常常就是在家庭生活。
But you'll discover the one thing that often pushes our button is our family life.
所以夫妻家庭是让我们生命改变最好的地方。
So our spouse and our family is the one area that help us to really be transformed.
比你上任何的神学院都重要。
It's better than any theological classes or school that you can attend.
比你在地上得到任何的成就都还更有成就。
It is more accomplished than any accomplishment that you can attain in this world.
也是讲到我的生命被改变了。
It speaks of the fact that my life has been transformed.
让我的生命跟耶稣交换，让我能够得到耶稣的生命做生命。
That my life is actually exchanged with Jesus Christ, that His life has now become my life.
所以婚姻灵修学的作者，他对他的弟弟讲，他说：“如果你想专心服侍主。”不被事物缠累，你就不要结婚。如果你想更像耶稣，那你就结婚。
And there was a brother that shared with his younger brother. He says that if you really want to diligently serve the Lord, then don't get married.
But if you want, 想像耶稣的
but for your life, if you want to be like Jesus, then you got to get married. Anybody want to be like Jesus?
死在其中
Then you got to get married and died in the midst of it.
天天向主死，向神活，你就发现我们生命天天在改变。
Every single day you're dying to the Lord, you're living towards the Lord, so you discover that your life has changed every single day.
弟兄姊妹，这不是高言大志，这不是道理，这不是云里雾里，这是脚踏实地。
Friends, these are not words in heaven. These are not just theology or doctrines, but these are the things that we walk upon every day.
我没有时间，我很快在这里讲到三件事情。
And again, we're running out of time. We'll have to run through it very quickly.
一个能够荣耀神的婚姻，一个蒙福的婚姻，第一件事情永远以基督为中。
For marriage that is truly glorifying to God, must foremost be Christ-centered.
这是我在去年的时候已经曾经讲过了，我提三个点就是的，一个是 Christ-centered， 第二个 Cross-centered， 以十字架为根基，第三个它是一个 lifelong covenant 跟 commitment， 是永远的盟约和委身。
And these three things are listed in your outline.
翻译越来越 efficient， 然后。以基督为中心，我记得那时候放了一个我们叫做 Golden Triangle 哈，一个金三角的一个信息。
We shared about this last year. When we say Christ Center, we show this this picture of a triangle.
当丈夫和妻子一起向神而去的时候
，When both husband and wife they are climbing towards God,
请 He return. 你发现那个黄线越来越短，他们之间的距离越来越近。
You discovered.The lines between those two, when they're at the bottom, become shorter and shorter as they come towards God.
当他们真是以基督为中心的时候，他们才有真实的合一。
When Christ is truly the center, then you see that they are truly united as one.
如果反过来的话
，But if you turn the arrows around,
我们个人都追求自己，丈夫满足自己，妻子为了自己。
We all pursue our own, and the husband desires to pursue what satisfies him, and so does the wife.
我们都要求对方先来满足我们。
And we all demand the other person to come and satisfy me.
你爱我，我就顺服你；你顺服我，我就爱你。
If you love me, then I will will submit to you. If you submit to me, then I'll love you.
你就发现我们的距离其实是越来越远。
You discover the arrows begin to go opposite directions, and the distance between them gets bigger and bigger.
弟兄姊妹，很多属灵的原则，你不要去违背它，违背它只有自己吃苦头。
And I will tell you, there's many spiritual principles. Do not violate those. If you violate those, you're going to suffer loss.
我们违背它，就像神对保罗说的，你一脚踢刺是难的，你愿意踢刺吗
？And when you disobey spiritual principles, it's like you're kicking against the goat. Do you want to do that?
放了一团荆棘都是刺，你在这边一直踢它踢它，你会愿意吗
？And we put a bunch of thorns right here, and we say, please step on it, keep stepping on it. Are you willing to do that?
所以婚姻要扭转，婚姻要能够合神心意，婚姻要充满了神的祝福，必须以神为中心，两个人都向神去。
If you want to turn your marriage around, you want your marriage to be a place of blessing, the center of God's purpose, then you need to both turn towards God and go towards God.
而第二个以十字架为根基。
And secondly, have the cross to be the center.
丈夫和妻子各有各的背景、文化、思想、兴趣、喜好，我们这个是可以了解的。
And husband and wife, we come from different backgrounds, we come from different cultures, likes and dislikes, we can understand that.
我们有太多不同。
We have many, many differences.
但是什么东西可以让我们在主面前有一些的共同呢
？What are some of the things that could bring us into unity, the commonality?
你不要说我们有共同的兴趣、共同的运动、共同的喜好、共同的这个这个专长。那些共同都不可靠的。
And maybe you would say we have similar likes, we have similar habits, we have some things that we both enjoy. I would tell you those things are not secure.
因为你在别人的身上都可以找得到的。
Because on someone else, you'll be able to find the same things.
而神所要我们的合一是在基督里，在生命里面的。
But the oneness that God desires for us to have is what is inside of Christ.
所以当两个人都肯舍己，活着的不再是我，是基督。
When both individuals are willing to say, I deny myself, it's no longer I, but Christ who lives.
愿意身上带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我身上。
That I will carry the death of Christ, that the life of Christ may truly be revealed through me.
我们就能够更多的活出主来。
Then you can live out more and more of Jesus Christ.
舍己是婚姻中舍己是最重要的一件事情。
And denying ourselves is the most crucial, the most, is the key in marriage.
而且是在基督里，在十架里舍己。
And I will tell you, it is essential when the denying of ourselves is in Christ under the cross.
这两个圆圈都向着。十架而去的时候，最后他们 common ground 越来越多，越来越多之后，最后两个圆变成同心圆。
And you discover that these two circles, as they begin to merge toward one another, and where Christ is the center, they will come to the point essentially where they are one circle.
所以你如果觉得你现在婚姻触礁到了很痛苦的地方，无路可走。
If you find and if you're saying I'm in my marriage relationship right now, I'm finding that I'm coming to a dead end and I have nowhere to go.
就像有一个姊妹在台湾曾经跟一个属灵的长辈讲一模一样的话，她说我没路走了。
There was a sister that came to an elder or more older person at church, and she was saying, I have nowhere to go.
那姊妹跟她说，谁说没路，死路一条。
And that elderly sister says to her, What do you mean? There's no way. There is one way, the way of death.
死在我身上发动，生就要发动了。
When death is active in my life, then life.Will be activated.
你回家试试看。
Go home and try it.
你不管你另外一半怎样对待你。
It doesn't matter how your spouse treats you.
你不要管，甚至他变得更恶劣了。
And maybe they become even more severe in the way they treat you.
或是你让他得寸进尺了。
Or you just give an inch and they'll take a mile.
你通通不要管他。
Don't think about all any of those.
在你背后是神做你的后盾。
But behind you, to know that God is your anchor.
是神的应许，神的真理，神的救恩做你的后盾。
He's your support. He his truth, his strength is what strengthens you.
我负责死。
My responsibility is just to die.
神负责我们活。
And God's responsibility to make us come alive.
让我们的婚姻起死回生。
That our life may go from death to life. Our marriage could go from death to life.
你是妻子的，就好好学习顺服你的丈夫。
And you who are wives, learn how to be submissive to your husbands.
丈夫好好爱妻子。
Husbands learn how to love your wife.
对不起，我说我今天不是要讲家庭生活，讲快一点。第三个，永远的盟约，这是永远的。到死为止的。
Lastly, a lifelong covenant and a commitment. This is to until death do us part.
像雅各书三章上说的，爱情如死之坚强。
A Song of Songs it says that love is as strong as death.
只有死亡可以把我们分开。
Only death can part us.
那么新约中关于夫妻的教导，我们现在要讲基督化家庭，我们就讲夫妻跟孩子啊。
And when we talk about Christian homes, when we come to the New Testament teaching concerning the families, we'll look at parents and between husband and wives and parents and their children.
啊，这方面教导我们很多的，尤其在家庭月。所以以弗所书五章二十二节到六章四节，请大家回家都好好读。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22 through 33, I'd like to ask you to please read it and pay attention when you get home.
在这里我列的经文，他说你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Let the wives see that she respects her husband.
啊，我今天很公平哈，丈夫列了两个要求，妻子又列了两个要求。等一下，父母亲列了两个要求，做孩子的列了两个要求。
I've been very fair.
非常公平。
I've been very, very fair today. There are two requirements I listed for husband, two requirements I listed for wives, two I've listed for children, and two I've listed for parents.
请你救救你的家，救救你的孩子。不要替对方听到，替自己听到。
And I ask you this moment today, please listen for yourself, not for your wife, not for your children, or not for your parents.
不要我在讲妻子的时候，你就说，哎呀，老婆，你就是该听。
And certainly don't say to your wife right now, hey, pay attention while Pastor Yu's talking about wives.
啊，当余弟兄讲妻子要顺服丈夫的时候，你就想说，老婆，你真该听。
And
certainly 不用翻译了哈。那
let's keep going.
做丈夫的两件事情。
Those of you who are husbands, two things.
两件最重要的事情。
The two most important things.
不是说其他事情不重要，这两个是关键的。
Not to say other things aren't important, but these are key things that you ought to remember.
什么？
What are they?
爱。
Love.
跟舍己。
And to give yourself.
丈夫一般来说都比较自私的。
And predominantly speaking, husbands, we tend to be more selfish.
比较不容易舍己的。
It's hard for us to give ourselves.
而且丈夫不太懂得爱。
And I will tell you, oftentimes, husbands, we don't know how to love.
因为自私就不懂得爱。
Because if we're selfish, we don't know how to love.
所以圣经上一针见血地针对我们男人的问题。
So the Bible is very strict and very forward deals with the problem of men.
你要像基督爱教会一样爱你的妻子。
Love your wives just as Christ loves his church.
你要学习在凡事上好好为着主。舍掉自己
And in everything, learn from the Lord that you would put down yourself, lay down yourself.
你不要觉得这是神很不合理的要求，太高的标准。
Do not think that God, you're not being very reasonable. These standards are way too high.
神的每一个命令后面都带着祝福。
I will tell you, every command that God gives, there's an abundance of blessing that follows.
我告诉你，妻子最需要的，最在乎的。最无法招架的就是你对他的爱。
And I will tell you, wives, what they need the most from husbands is your love.
阿爸阿们。
Amen.
怎么是弟兄在阿们呢
？How come just the brothers, sisters?
我说女人或者妻子最需要的、最在乎的、最无法招架的，就是我们丈夫对我们的爱。阿爸阿们。
Women and wives, what they care about most is the love from their husbands. Amen.
你这些姊妹不阿们，你不要怪我不给你机会伸冤哈。真的，丈夫好好爱她，她死心塌地的服侍你。
Husbands, if you truly love your wives, your wives will submit to you, will serve you.
啊，那个，所以Jimmy Evans, 我跟你们介绍的那本书，那个《磐石上的婚姻》，他特别说到，每当做丈夫的卷起袖子来做家事，是他最 sexy 的时候。
We were studying this particular book earlier, The Marriage on the Rocks.He says an illustration, whenever the husband rolls up his sleeves and starts washing the dishes and does chores at home, that's when he's most sexy.
不信你试试看。
If you don't believe it, try it.
那对妻子最大的两个要求。
And the two greatest requirements for wives.
顺服。
Submit.
敬重。
And respect.
所以彼得你看他是渔夫，不会写什么书，但是圣灵感动他。
You look at Peter, he's a fisherman. He really hasn't been. He's not a learner. So, but the Holy Spirit moved him.
他劝女人要用长久、温柔、顺服的心。他说这是一个 unfading beauty, 永远不褪色的美丽。
He admonished the women, describing their unfading beauty is with a gentle spirit.
而且我也同样的话，男人最在乎。最受吸引、最无法招架的，就是妻子对他的温顺和敬重。阿爸们
I would tell you what's most needed for men and husband is the gentleness, the submissiveness, the respect from their wives. Amen.
孔老夫子说的，德不孤必有邻，我们都有经验的。
Confucius says that we've all experienced, we all have experiences, right?
男人女人是他造的，婚姻是他设立的，他完全知道人需要的是什么。
Men and women are created by God, so God knows exactly what we need.
女人要讲爱比较容易，女人要讲顺服很难，因为这些男人你就不想顺服他。
It's easy for women to talk about love, and it's hard for them to talk about submission because it's difficult to submit to these men.
男人要讲顺服没问题，尤其当军人的，那顺服都是。
For men to learn to submit, it's very easy because we've all gone through military. We understand the orders of authority. But for me to love, it is hard. Because we're rough, we're stubborn, and we're selfish.
好，所以停在这了哈。那讲父母。
Well, we'll stop right here. We're going to run to the parents and children.
我们读，你们做。儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你们得福，在世长寿。这是第一条，这是插进来的，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。这句话是我从哥罗西书插过来的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 through 4。
好，那在这里我们对儿女两个，一个听从，一个孝敬。
And one is to obey, second is to honor concerning children.
英文翻不出这个孝敬这个味道。
It's really hard to translate what the Chinese version is saying concerning obeying and honoring.
我不管你的爸爸妈妈是怎样。
And I don't know. I really do not care what manner of parents you think you have.
我也不管你的爸爸妈妈他们受的教育程度、经济能力是怎样。
Or the educational background and how much their educational level.
我更不管你喜不喜欢你爸爸妈妈。
And I would even say I don't really care whether you like or dislike your parents.
因为圣经上从来不提这些东西。
Because the scripture never mentions any of those things.
就是这个要求从神来的，是跨过所有外面的东西的。
And I will tell you, when a command and a requirement comes from God, it surpasses all the other circumstances that we face.
做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
Children, you need to obey your parents and the Lord.
然后你要孝顺父母。
And then you need to honor.
孝顺不光是 honor， 你也能够体贴父母的需要和心意。
But at the same time, you need to be able to understand their needs and their hearts.
当你做好你的这一部分的时候
，And when you do your part,
神要大大的祝福你。
And God will greatly bless you.
因为在这里他说，不仅仅这是理所当然的。
And he not only the scripture says that this is more than reasonable.
第二个，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
And then this is the very first command that comes with a promise.
第三个，这是主所喜悦的。
And this is what pleases the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，孩子们，你知道神要的是什么
？Brothers and sisters, younger brothers and sisters, you know what the Lord desires of in your life.
要学会感恩，学会体谅父母的用心。
To be thankful, to be mindful of the hearts of your parents.
要体谅父母亲给我们的管教，因为那是出于爱。
To understand why they discipline us, because it comes from the love of the Lord.
如果他不爱我们，他就不管我们。
If they do not love you, they would not have disciplined you.
他会管我们，因为他爱我们。
They discipline you because they love you.
做父母的。
For those of you who are parents.
这里讲到说，我们第一个，我们不要惹儿女的气。
Says that do not provoke your children to wrath.
我小的时候读这个，跟我当爸爸读这个，我就有不同的感觉。
When I read it when I was still a kid versus when I read it when I'm a dad, I actually have different understanding and notion.
怎么会要我不惹他的气？他不惹我气，我就不气嘛。
How is it possible that I would provoke my children to wrath? He's the one that provoked me.
神已经很恩待我了，我有两个非常听话的孩子。
God has been very gracious to me. I have two wonderful obedient sons.
但是圣经上在这里教导，叫我们不要惹儿女的气，就是你不要凭己意，不要在脾气，不要在血气里面来管教你的孩子。
It says, do not provoke your children to wrath, is saying that do not discipline your kids in your own flesh and your own anger.
孩子绝对需要管教。
Your kids definitely need to be disciplined.
因为连神都管教我们。
Because if God disciplines us,
而且他说他又鞭打所收纳的儿子。
And then the scripture says that he will bring to stripe those whom he loves, as sons.
他说哪里有儿子不被管教的？
How is it possible that sons are not disciplined?
要管教。
So we ought to discipline our kids.
但是要在属灵，要有榜样来管教他们。
But it needs to be spiritual. It needs to be of examples.
我不在血气里面管。
I do not discipline them in my own flesh, my anger.
我自己要有我该有的榜样，让孩子心服口服。
I need to have the right examples in my life that when they see me, they are without words.
不要惹他们的气，叫他们失了志向。
And again, do not provoke them to anger.
然后照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
请大家注意哈，是照着主的教训和警戒。
And I will tell you, we're training them up according to the Lord, the admonition of the Lord.
不要照着这个世界的原则。
And not according to the principles of this world.
你看隔壁家的 Tony 都已经申请到哈佛了，你怎么搞的？连 UCSF 都申请不到。
Look at the Tony next door. He's already in Harvard, and you can't even get to UCSF.
我们可能就拿很多东西在这里比较。
And we take a lot of things, we start doing comparisons.
从来不要做这样子的事情。
Don't do such a thing.
好好爱你的孩子。
Love your children.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在这里讲到儿女的时候，我提了两件事情，一个也是让主居首位。
And again, when we talk about children, I've also mentioned two things. The Lord hath the supremacy.
你光拿太阳系来说。
Just concerning the solar system.
太阳是中心。
The sun is the center.
地球绕着太阳转。
The earth spins around the sun.
月亮绕着地球转。
And the moon spins around the earth.
有没有人不懂这个的？
Anybody who does not understand that principle here?
都懂吗哈？
Everybody obviously understands.
到底谁是太阳？
So who is the sun?
必须是神，必须是基督为中心。
It has to be God. It has to be Christ. He's the center.
然后我们父母亲带着孩子，带着我们的产业，带着我们这一生所有的，像月亮一样。跟着我们去 绕太阳。
And then we take all of our possessions, our inheritance, our children, and we go about the sun just as the moon is going about with the earth.
自然的道理，属灵的道理，我们都懂。属灵的 reality 常常不是这样。
And natural laws, spiritual laws, we understand, but reality, we don't reflect them.
今天我们把孩子当太阳。
And oftentimes our children becomes the center. They are the sun.
我们所有的东西绕着孩子转。
Everything revolves around our children.
我们可能把职业当太阳。
Perhaps our career is.Is the sun.
神现在变成我们的月亮，跟着我们走就是了。
God has now become the moon. He follows us wherever we go.
我转着转着转着碰到困难了，我就向神祷告。
And I will go and go about an orbit. And when I come to difficulties, then I'll pray to God.
等要没有难处的时候，我又是绕着孩子转，我又是绕着我的职业转。
When the problems go away, again I go and circle about my kids or my job.
让这边让主居首位啊！
But again, we say here that the Lord will have the supremacy.
而且属灵的传承。
And then also the spiritual, the passing down of spiritual inheritance.
要为神家养育下一代。
And we need to raise up the next generation for the Lord's sake.
所以在我们教会，我们非常注重全家的侍奉。
And so in our church, we particularly put emphasis on services of the family.
我们要想起约书亚那么雄壮的宣告。
And we come and think about what Joshua's declaration.
你们要照世界的潮流活，你们要找世界的偶像去拜。没问题，做你们自己的抉择。
If you want to live according to the culture of this world, if you want to worship the gods of this world, that's your decision. Go ahead.
至于我和我家，我们全家侍奉耶和华。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，在神的心意中
，Brother and sister, you ought to know in the heart of God.
神所要的是全家的侍奉。
What God desires is the service of the entire family.
神要叫我们是有分别的，是从世界里面出来的侍奉。
And God wants us to be separated from the world, that there's a distinction as we come to serve God.
我讲完这个就完了。在出埃及记，神借着摩西说 ，Let my people go to serve me， 容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
When God says through Moses to Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me。
第一个要叫他们从埃及出来，是有分别的。
One that they need to come out of Egypt, so they're separated.
第二个，让他们侍奉我，是所有的百姓都要来侍奉我。
Secondly, that they may serve me. It speaks of the entire people that they may serve God.
然后你就发现法老的诡计。
And you begin to discover the scheme of Pharaoh.
他当然不答应。
Of course, he didn't answer.
那神就降灾，降灾，降灾。
And so, the plagues they come one after another.
到最后，法老妥协。
And finally, Pharaoh, he's willing to compromise.
但是他仍然不肯放。
But he's still unwilling to let everybody go.
他说你们可不可以就在这里侍奉？
He said, "Won't you just stay right here and worship?"
摩西说不行。
Moses says, "No."
他说那你们可以去，但是不要去得太远。
And he said, "You can go, but don't go too far."
摩西也不答应他。
Moses says, "No."
他说你们可以去，只要男人去，把妇人孩子留下来。
And then Pharaoh says, "Go, but just let the men go, but the wives and the children let they stay behind."
没有一个世代像今天这个世代，这个诡计这么明显。
And no generation like our generation is this scheme more prevalent and more obvious.
不管中国，不管美国，我们走遍这么多的国家。 多少的家庭只有家代表来教会聚会，来教会侍奉。
Whether it be China, whether in America, we've gone through many, many different churches. We see that only the representatives of the family are here worshiping God.
但是神要的是全家的侍奉。
But what God desires is the service and the worship of the family.
世界的王就说，强壮的男人去侍奉，妇人孩子留下来。
The king of the world says, let the strong go worship God, but wives and children let them stay at home.
弟兄姊妹要为你自己的家祷告。
And brothers and sisters, you need to pray for your family.
不要以为你自己属灵就可以了。
Do not think that it is.It's good enough that you yourself are spiritual.
孩子生病，孩子软弱，孩子不能来，我们可以了解，但是我整个家是要侍奉神。
But the children, when they are sick, when they are weak, they cannot come. We understand. But the attitude in my household is to serve God. It's got to be there.
有一次我在一个人家住，早上要聚会的时候，全家没有一起走。他说，因为孩子还在睡觉，等他几时睡醒，几时去。
And one time I was hosted by a particular family. It was time to go to church. The whole family didn't go and realized, how come we're not going? And the husband says, well, the kids are still asleep. They'll wake up. When they wake up, they'll go.
孩子都已经五六岁了。
The kids are 5 or 6 years old.
弟兄姊妹，我们家的孩子满月就提着篮子全部跑的。
Brothers, I will tell you, our kids when they are a month old, we grab them and they came to church with us.
我至少我们要有一个侍奉神的心，是全家侍奉的心。
I would say at the very least, our heart attitudes, as for me and my house, my whole family is there to serve God.
后来法老又被打到最后，就说好，你们都去，但是把牲畜牛羊留下来。
And then we see that Pharaoh was severely judged, and continues to be judged, and then Pharaoh finally says, "Okay, you guys go, but let." All your livestock, let they stay behind.
外面的环境好像有分别，它让我们的心跟这个地还是不能分别，因为财宝在哪，心就在哪。
And outwardly, it seems like there is a separation, but he says, "Keep your treasure here, because he knows where your treasure is. There, your heart will be also."
哎呀，可想到摩西就过瘾哈，为神儿女们争气。我们都去，连一提都不留给你。
And Moses says out loud, "We are all to leave; not one hoof shall be left behind."
男人去，女人去，孩子去，牲畜都去，连一根腿都不给你。
Men, women, children, our livestock, we will not even leave a hoof or leg behind for you.
这叫做我和我全家都属神，我和我全家都侍奉神。
This is the definition of this. For me and my house, my entire household, all our possessions belongs to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在 SBCA 的盼望跟祷告。
But this is our hope, our expectation, our prayer here at SVCA.
我们特别也在我们几年前想到我们 SVCA 对下一代教育的三个最重要的方向：第一个与神的关系，第二个跟基督身体的关系，第三个是他们要像基督的品格。
And a couple of years back, we talk about as we admonish the next generation, we want them to have a relationship with Christ.
跟基督身体的关系。
And then a relationship with the body of Christ, and then having Christ-like characters.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在家里面、在教会里面、在主日学班上，我们都是用这样子的原则。
Brothers, I pray that whether we are at home, whether we are Sunday school for the kids, as church as a whole, we cultivate that culture here.
所以等一下我们会后，我们在这里跟我们的神立约的时候。
And as we come at the conclusion of this message, as we set a covenant with our God.
我们在旧约看见，当神百姓复兴的时候。
In the Old Testament, we see as the revival comes to God's people.
他们众人如同一人来到神的面前。
And everyone came as one before the presence of God.
约书亚带他们与神立约。
Joshua led the entire people to set to establish a covenant with God.
尼希米邀请呼召百姓们来跟神立约。
Nehemiah calls out to the people of God to come and establish a covenant with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里愿意爱神，也愿意保护神家的纯净。
And brothers, for the sake of loving the Lord and preserve the purity in God's house.
这是在神面前，也是为着神而做的。
And I will tell you, we are doing this before God, and we are doing this for God.
因为我们希望全家侍奉，从全家侍奉到全民都侍奉神。
And we desire that the whole house would serve the Lord, and even yearn and pray that the entire people, the nation, would serve God.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，有这么多的话想说。
Lord, there's so much more words that you want to say.
但是我们虽然说不完。
I know we cannot come to the end of these words.
但是你这位说话的神，你继续的来说。
But we know that you are the speaking God. You continue to speak.
主啊，你不光对我们说。
Lord, not only do you speak to us individually.
你借着圣灵，借着住在我们里面的生命来帮助我们来落实它。
But we ask that the Holy Spirit, through the life that has been given to us, that's heavenly life, that we would actualize the things that we've heard.
让每一个家都是被你保护、被你医治、被你拯救的。
That every family is protected, is healed, is being saved by you.
不管我们过去有多少的创伤、有多少的犯罪、有多少的 被仇敌破坏的地方。
And no matter how much wounds we had, how much sins or area that's been destroyed by the enemy.
主啊，我们今天在这里求你赦免我们。
God, today we come and we ask for your forgiveness.
让我们都起来回到你的心意里去。
We want to rise up and go according to your heart.
让我们脱离仇敌的网络和破坏，能够活在你的祝福和保护中。
We want to run away from the snare and the destruction of the evil one. We want to come under your shelter and your protection.
每一个家不仅是充满爱、充满祝福的家。
That every family is now a place that is full of love and full of blessings.
每一个家都是全家起来侍奉你的家。
We pray that every family will rise up as a unit to serve you, Lord.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.